Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. I'm Bob, and I'm reading from the July 2023 issue of the Voice of the Martyrs newsletter magazine. The July issue is given over to photographs, and I'm sorry I can't share that with you. I can tell you a little about them, but I would hope that you will get your own. There is a little bit of writing on each picture. I'm looking at a picture of I want to call it a tent. It is a home. Seems to be made up of different patches of this and that. I can't describe it to you. You have to get your own copy. Few Christian workers venture into this area of Kenya that is actually being pictured here. And it is a barren land, but then this home right in the middle of the barrenness, you see some children standing there, one of them reading a Bible, where the nomadic people are deeply rooted in a traditional culture that is mostly opposed to the gospel. Recently, however, some frontline workers from VOM have distributed care packs, including a copy of the Bible with each pack, to children, and have provided evangelism and discipleship training for 200 youth. As a result, some young people have been encouraged to continue their biblical studies and to serve as frontline workers themselves. Jesus told us to pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. That's Matthew 9:38. You've got to see this picture. Here's another picture. The title of the article, Growing Radicalism, Growing Outreach. The radicalization of Muslim populations has affected African countries like the Central African Republic, Tanzania, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Uganda, where little persecution or terrorism had previously existed. But with great foresight, frontline workers are taking action. Churches in Uganda have implemented a strategy to advance the gospel despite ongoing persecutions. They use apologetics and Christian literature to teach foundational truths needed to combat radical Islam. They train church members to proclaim the gospel effectively in an Islamic context. And they teach local pastors how to care for Christian converts from Islam who have been rejected by their families. And I'm looking at a picture of a very, very happy-looking man. Big smile on his face, evidently one of the workers that we're talking about in one of those countries of Africa. On the next page, I see an airplane on the ground and a bunch of people gathered around to receive supplies that have been brought in, it looks like. The Deep Wounds of War is the name of this article. Itoro and his family, Itoro's picture is down here. They were hiding in their church in the Central African Republic, that's CAR, when rebels entered the building and killed his wife, two children, and brother. In the chaos, Itoro managed to escape, but his family members' murders continue to replay in his mind till he eventually received help in healing from the trauma. My thoughts and orientation in life are toward God and the cross of Jesus, he said, and in my heart, I've been able to forgive those perpetrators totally. I now help other people in the church who have been traumatized. In African nations like the CAR, and there's that picture of the airplane, which is embroiled in a civil war, Christian families and pastors are targeted and displaced because of their Christian witness. Frontline workers respond by providing material aid and other forms of assistance to encourage our persecuted brothers and sisters during their time of great need. I'd like to suggest that you get in touch with these people. Get put on the mailing list. VOM.org is how you do it. VOM.org. Now, you might not get this issue unless you ask specifically for it, and I'm sure that they will take care of that for you. You'll start getting the August newsletter, probably. It'll be free. You'll be able to read the stories yourself. There's no commitment in this at all, just to be able to look and to pray and do what you want to do in terms of giving. But I do hope that you'll contact them. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.